Welcome to a brand new season of Lori's Hands Community Voices. And to those of you who joined us last season, welcome back. Each week on this series, we'll hear from different clients of Lori's Hands about their lives, their stories, and their community. This season, we'll hear from 5 new clients, all from Lori's Hands' newest chapter in Baltimore, Maryland. If you've been with us since season 1, or if you found your way here on a recommendation from a friend, you probably already have a sense of what Lori's Hands does. And if you're new to Lori's Hands, we're delighted to have you too. And here's some quick background to catch you up. Lori's Hands is a nonprofit organization, but more specifically, it's a community health service learning organization. The people who benefit from Lori's Hands fall into 2 main groups. Number 1, college students, and number 2, people experiencing chronic illness who live around that college community. Lori's Hands connects these 2 groups. The organization trains college students to make weekly visits to those community members living with chronic illness. The students help with day-to-day tasks like cleaning, grocery shopping, laundry, the kinds of things that can get a lot harder when you're managing a chronic illness. And during these visits, clients educate students about the human experience of chronic disease. Lori's Hands expanded to Baltimore in the fall of 2020. So in addition to the usual surprises and hurdles that come with starting a new chapter of any organization, Lori's Hands Baltimore had the bonus challenge of getting up and running in the midst of a pandemic.
It's been challenging, but it's also been really rewarding because of how creative we've had to be.
That's Tierra Harris, the senior program manager for the Lori's Hands Baltimore chapter. For Tierra, building relationships with Lori's Hands clients during this uncertain time has only deepened her respect for them.
Like, they don't sit around waiting for help or handouts. They figure out what this city is providing for them or what this city should be providing for them, and they go get it, and they find what they need. I mean, they advocate for themselves.
But even with resilient clients and committed students, it was still a pandemic. Tierra and the Baltimore chapter had to adapt with virtual volunteer trainings, client visits over the phone, and support for everyone who was getting used to new technologies.
And even though we were virtual, we still got to keep the same integrity of the mission of Lori's Hands.
Part of upholding that integrity was building trust with the clients Lori's Hands serves in Baltimore.
I want for the community to count on us. And I want other people in Baltimore, especially the clients, to feel like, you know, we showed up for them.
And for Tierra, another part of upholding the integrity of this chapter is upholding her personal commitment to her hometown.
Well, my history starts in Baltimore. I was born and raised in Baltimore, in West Baltimore. In fact, I have such a dedication to this city. I like to call myself a daughter of Baltimore. You can hear it in the way I talk. You can taste it in the food that I make. It just really informs a lot of the things about me. And I just want what's best for the city. I work every day to make sure that I do something to nurture a city that has just given me so much life.
Hearing Tierra talk about her relationship with Baltimore and how it's influenced her, it makes me think about the relationships between Lori's Hands students and clients, how it's always a back and forth, and how both sides are better for it. This dynamic is actually one of the core values of Lori's Hands, reciprocity. And it's a key part of Tierra's long-term vision for the Baltimore chapter.
I want the students and the clients, I want them to have those long-lasting, genuine friendships. I already see it happening, and I just want it to happen more. I think intergenerational relationships are really beautiful things. We can learn from each other, and so I want more of that.
And in order to build more intergenerational relationships, Tierra has laid a thoughtful, inclusive foundation.
It was very, very important for me to be intentional in recruiting volunteers and clients that reflect the people in this city. And so that looks like partnerships with HBCUs here, like our community here. I also wanted to tap in with LGBT elders. So it works for us in the respect that we can pick from all over the city and have a lot of diverse backgrounds that really reflects the diverse backgrounds of the people here in Baltimore.
So in this season, you'll hear from clients from all over Baltimore, and you'll hear about the city that they reflect.
Honestly, I feel like the oldest generation in this city is the city's pulse. They know the history. They saw what Baltimore looked like in a time before any of us could. So they have the history. So they're historians in a sense, but they're also great storytellers.
And to give you just a small taste of what you'll learn about Baltimore, Charm City, the greatest city in America. Here are the three words that come to mind when Tierra thinks about Baltimore.
First, obviously, it would be home. Second, I think that I would use the word revolution. Baltimore has been a home base to so many different revolutions, so much fighting for what we deserve. So I just think the resilience and the grit to just, you know, demand what's ours. And even though sometimes we don't get it, we still try to. So I would say revolution or revolutionary rather. And then finally, I have to bring it back to food, crabs.
While we absolutely could have filled a whole season talking about the rich history of Baltimore and what makes a good crab cake, most of what you'll hear from these clients is about their own lives. Because while Lori's Hands work is rooted in health, part of community health includes appreciating who people are as individuals. And so this series, too, is about celebrating these Lori's Hands clients for their generosity and sharing their lived expertise. And it takes some guts for anyone to share their life story on mic. But Tierra has some more context on why this season and the five extraordinary Black women who agreed to be part of it are so special.
The oral tradition is one that is ingrained in Black culture. So I think that it's important for folks to come in and recognize that it's like essentially you're about to talk to griots. You're listening to griots, rather. Griot is a storyteller. It's a traveling poet or a musician, and it's a tradition of oral history that comes from West Africa. And I feel like these people are the griots. They are telling their stories, and you get fascinated by it, and you get wrapped up in it. What you are going to listen to is a little bit of history. Somebody is going to sit down and give you a small piece of that history, and then we can, in turn, learn about ourselves.
Episodes will air every Thursday for the next 5 weeks. First up, you'll meet Rosetta Pearson.
I'm a Leo woman. I'm not one that do a lot of hugging and whatever like that. Under a Leo sign, as they say, I don't believe in the sign because they say, what sign are you? I say, I'm under the sign of God, you know. But as they say, a Leo is a strong-willed person, but love deeply. And that's what I know myself as, being a Leo woman. Strong, because life make you strong.
Until next time, take care of each other.